This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A lawsuit against Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn by an ex-staffer has been settled. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The former staffer alleged he was fired in December 2020 because he complained that the congressman wasn't taking the coronavirus seriously and sought to protect employees from unsafe work conditions. Lamborn has denied the allegations. The details of the settlement are not public and entails no admission of guilt or wrongdoing, said a Lamborn spokesperson. But while the suit is settled, the House Ethics Committee has also been investigating allegations stemming from the suit that Lamborn misused official resources. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Electric car sales surged in Colorado last year, CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Gas-guzzling vehicles, mostly SUVs, are still king in Colorado. But industry data shows registrations of new battery electric vehicles were up nearly 50% in the fourth quarter of 2022 compared with the same period in 2021. Hybrid and plug-in hybrid sales saw increases too. The bump in sales happened as gas prices hit historic highs last year. Yet state officials are proposing new incentives for EVs to boost sales even more. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A basketball player at the University of Denver has been arrested after being involved in a fatal crash. Police say Coban Porter ran a red light in Denver. Porter is brothers with Michael J. Porter, a Denver Nuggets player. You're listening to CPR News.